The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Praise
the Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance to the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said to them, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." And they handed him a Roman coin, and he said to them, "Whose image is on this coin, and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." And at that he said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. God is good all the time. So here we are on the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We're in probably the worst health pandemic that we've had in a little over 100 years when the Spanish flu hit. And how many of us here have parents and grandparents that talk about how they're happy to have survived that era? I know it was a long time ago, but they were thankful, and we were thankful that they survived. And of course, there's only about 5 or 6 weeks left in ordinary time before we start the liturgical new year in the first Sunday of Advent. How time flies, huh? I myself had a minor health crisis. Some of you know I had my gallbladder out a couple of months ago, and a couple of months of misery beforehand and a couple of months of misery after, but I survived, and I'm standing here in front of you preaching, and for that I am very, very thankful. Interestingly enough, it's Thankfulness Weekend, Thankfulness Sunday, and although it's on a different time than our secular Thanksgiving week or weekend, the message is still the same. We have certain days where we emphasize thankfulness, but we're challenged to be thankful all the time, not just on those special days. And so this is the spirit of what we are going to be talking about this weekend. In today's readings, there's many instances of thankfulness. As I said, this is Thankfulness Sunday, and so we're all giving thanks in different ways. In Isaiah, Cyrus is thankful for the role of the protector of the chosen people. He arose as the great leader of the Greeks, and he was the founder of the Persian Empire. For the Hebrews, he is honored as a patron and deliverer of the Jews from bondage. And he's mentioned 23 times in the Old Testament. As monarch, he ended the Jews' Babylonian captivity. And it is clear in the reading that the gratitude that he has and where the gratitude comes from and where it is placed. God leads Cyrus holding on to his right hand, and God reminds Cyrus and the Israelites, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. This very thing is what Cyrus and the Israelites are both thankful for. In our second reading, Paul is giving credit to God for the good works of conversion that manifested in the churches of the Thessalonians, led by Silvanus, Timothy, and of course himself. And he makes it clear that it's not through his own efforts, but through the grace of God that the church grows and thrives and prospers. Paul's letter was one of encouragement and reassurance to those churches. And although this reading sounds a lot like just a greeting, it's more than that. It's gratitude. Gratitude attributed to God and attributed to God's Son Jesus for guidance, good leadership, and for all his faithful people. And so we look today at the gospel. Our gospel message, if we noticed in the past 4 weeks or so, have been parables, stories that Jesus tells that are lessons for us to learn by. But today's not a parable. Today's a little bit different. It's more of a dialogue between Jesus and the scribes and Pharisees. The scribes and Pharisees are constantly trying to trip Jesus up with provocative questions that might initiate provocative answers that might lead him to say something that would make the Roman soldiers and the Roman government upset with him, that would take care of the problem of Jesus with the scribes and Pharisees. But it didn't work. Jesus avoided the question of paying taxes. Instead, he turned it around on them. "Give me the coin," Jesus says. "Whose picture is on it?" And of course, they all yell, "Caesar." Then Jesus says to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." They're all amazed by what he said, and they just walked away. What does that say to us? What do we owe God? This is the demonstration that shapes our lesson of the gospel today. And so we must think of this reading as trying to say to us, in reality, Jesus is the God is the source of all things. He's the source of all that we have, all that we possess, our lives as well. If you believe in God and you believe that our lives are in fact a gift from God, then it follows that we owe our lives and everything we have to God. All we have, all we've gained, all we are gifts from God. We need not take inventory because the word "all" pretty much sums it up. Are we successful? Are we comfortable? Are we happy? All these are gifts from God. Our lives, our jobs, our homes, our cars, our families, all those things that we hold precious, all gifts from God. And so let us reflect for a moment on these gifts. If we have success in life, chances are we got there from the school of hard knocks. And unless you were gifted your position in life, you got there through hard work, perseverance, and a positive attitude. But whatever your station, and whatever you had successes and failures along your path, sometimes the failures outnumber the successes, but here you are. And you're thankful because they were gifts from God. So, even if you haven't yet achieved the ultimate goal that you're seeking, you know that this path is a path that you walk with God by your side. And for this, you are thankful. So here we are on a spiritual path towards heaven, towards oneness with God, towards our ultimate goal. And what can we do to show God our thankfulness? What can we do to show God our gratitude? Well, there are many ways. Helping the homeless, feeding the hungry, even putting a can of food in the food drive. Or how about paying it forward? How many of you have paid for the car behind you when you're driving through the fast food lane? just because. Or how about using some of your spare time to volunteer in a senior center or a nursing home or a hospital? Or how about contributing financial support to your church, your school, or the college that you might have attended, or some charitable organization that you feel is worthy? Well, what a coincidence. This Sunday and this weekend is World Mission Sunday. World Mission Sunday was established by Pope Pius XI in 1927, over 100 years ago, or just under. World Mission Sunday has always been the second to last Sunday in October, and it's been that way for all these years. It is an opportunity not only to contribute to a worthy worldwide program, but it is also an opportunity to show our universal solidarity with the rest of the world's Catholics of the importance of worldwide evangelization. These ministries support efforts in Africa, Asia, Pacific Islands, parts of Central and South America, parts of Europe, where priests, religious, lay leaders serve the world's most vulnerable communities. And if you remember our baptismal call to bring the gospel to all of the world, and sometimes extra financial support is needed in these most impoverished areas of the world. Needless to say, this would be a great way to give thanks to God or to show him gratitude for the many blessings he's bestowed on us. And I would like to thank you in advance for your generosity if this is what you so choose. And so we listen to the word and we grow in our faith and we pray and we gather our loved ones together, our children, our grandchildren, and all who we're in quarantine with. And we hold hands and pray to the Lord and give him thanks for our health, our healing, our gifts, and all that the Lord has given us. For we recognize that all things come from God. It is he who we are thankful for and to. God is good. All the time.